Chapter 3. Looking Glass Insects. Feeling tingly all over, Alice walked through a grassy field so green it looked artificially dyed. The ground seemed to suck under the heels of her blue pumps with every step, and her tight outfit, though flattering, wasn't very warm. The gentle breeze kicked up under her plaid skirt and tickled Alice between her legs. She shivered, feeling her nipples harden under her white blouse, and she looked down and saw their stark outline through the thin fabric. "It was kind of the Queen to give me these clothes, but they are rather revealing," Alice thought. Unsure of where to go, Alice walked up a gentle slope and peered down into a valley, filled with bright daisies, lush apple trees, and brightly coloured birds singing playfully. She felt as if she'd stepped into a Disney cartoon. "I half expect the animals to start talking," she said to a fat bumblebee as it buzzed past her nose. "Fuck off," said the bee. Alice pouted at the insult. "Why, I never..." "That's not what I've heard, you little slut," the bee said. Alice thought about swatting the unpleasant insect, but realised it might sting her, or worse, call her more names. So instead she continued to walk into the valley of the sunny bunny fun field of happiness, and eventually came upon a rugged-looking man sitting under a tree. He wore peasant's clothing, a tan shirt open at the chest, which appeared to be made of some rough material like burlap, and brown pants with a hole in the right knee, their cuffs tucking into black boots. Though the clothes appeared rough-hewn, they were very clean, and the man looked comfortable in them. He had shoulder-length black hair in need of a comb, and a face in need of a shave. He was playing with a Rubik's Cube, and had managed to complete both the red and the green sides. "Hello," Alice said. The man glanced up at her, but rather than make eye contact, he seemed to be focusing up her skirt. "That's rather rude," she said, placing a hand between her legs to hide from his stare.
"What is?" he asked.
"Staring at my private parts."
"If you didn't want me to stare, why didn't you put on panties?"
Alice frowned. "I don't have any."
"That proves you want people to stare. You don't even have any panties to put on. How about you stand over me right now? Let me have a nice, long look."
Alice felt herself blush at the suggestion, and a wicked...